theology school finds itself in the middle of a civil war. Out of Haiti's quake, a new beginning. And there's been little improvement for a situation in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 4 days ago, the interim president of the Central African Republic stepped down. Yesterday, the new caretaker government urged calm even as they negotiate new elections. The civil war has displaced nearly a million people. Jim Snyder of Reach Global says,
our primary partner there is the Bangui Evangelical School of Theology, which is currently housing in excess of 700 people who are looking for a place of refuge.
High walls made the school an ideal place to hide in the capital city, but
the reality is that food and water and all of the things needed for livelihood are increasing now in cost, and as these people are out of their homes, the actual cost of keeping these people supported and alive continues to escalate each day.
The students are learning what it is to be the hands and feet of Christ under fire. They could use your prayer support.
The whole issue of even the school being able to function is something that they're addressing right now. So as leadership continues to address that reality, pray for the Lord to guide them.
Next, most people can remember a day in their lives when everything changed. For Haitians, that day is January 12, 2010. Destruction from that day's massive earthquake had many Haitians seeking answers and finding God. But how are they doing 4 years later? Baptist Haiti Mission, Starfish, and Global Aid Network share updates on our website. Pray for each group and the people of Haiti as they journey with God on the long road to recovery. This is Mission Network News. According to one group, a new future is already dawning in Haiti. Spokesman Tim Glenn says Compassion International marked the quake's four-year anniversary with 10 new multipurpose buildings. Construction may have taken a long time by Haiti standards, but for good reason.
We really had to bring in international experts to meet these international codes and make sure that the quality was better than anything else that was being built in Haiti.
The buildings aren't just for Compassion-sponsored children. They also act as schools and churches for communities affected by the 2010 earthquake. Compassion is hoping to send a simple message about the church and God by extension.
When disaster hits, go to the church. We want to enable the church to be the response to those opportunities.
Many kids still need a sponsor. Click on the link at our homepage.
There are kids who are in dire need of somebody to speak messages of hope into their lives right now.
Meanwhile, did you first learn about Jesus through stories? So are 4.6 billion oral learners around the world with the help of scriptures in use. These people learn best by hearing the gospel.
And most of those oral learners reside in places of the world where there is the largest unreached populations, places where the word of God has never gone, places where the name Jesus has never been heard before.
Jim Bowman of SIU is encouraged by their work in small communities in Nepal.
A lot of times you can't come in as a religious person, but communities will openly welcome you if your identity is that of a storyteller. And so we're very clear to tell them that we are there to tell stories of the Bible.
Pray for the young storytellers in Nepal. To learn more about this ministry, just visit our website. And in November, violence in India closed a Gospel for Asia Bridge of Hope Center. Locals threatened the center's staff with death, and the landlord was forced to kick them out. That persecution of Christians has continued. Four believers were forced to perform rituals of the area's main religion. GFA's local pastor is currently working with another congregation. The ministry is asking you to pray for these brothers and sisters to remain strong in the face of opposition. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Russia and Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching for Christ at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.